Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Cattle producer Gerald Buck out of Medill, Oklahoma, on the panel of producers and others at the Cattlemen's Conference talking ethical issues as relates to marketing cattle these days. Gerald, tell us maybe first of all about your operation there in Medill.
Well, we're a family-owned operation, my wife and my daughter Bailey and myself. We raise Hereford cattle and Maine-Anjou cattle, and we raise a few bucking bulls. So,
Gerald, when you start thinking about that word ethical and ethics, what does that mean to the cattle industry, you think?
Well, I think, you know, when we were talking about promotions and marketing, and I think it's true in life, just the ethics of knowing how far you push it, you know, and not crossing that line. And I think when we, you know, in our panel, we discussed the relationship with customers, and then as well as taking pictures and videos. And, you know, there's a lot of things that can be done that's not ethical. And I think the integrity was a big word that came out today. And I think that, fortunately, in our industry, there is a lot of integrity. So I think there's always, like they said, a few bad apples in every bunch. But I don't think we have a big issue with it, but I think that's one of the big parts of it.
Gerald Buck says that the pandemic actually was helpful for his cattle business, as a lot of folks seemingly were interested in maybe being a part of the industry.
It actually stimulated more interest in my operation with people wanting to be involved in agriculture. And so we benefited from that. There were some people that came out, they wanted to be involved in agriculture.
Gerald Buck with Buck Cattle Company talking about some of the ethical issues surrounding the cattle industry these days. After last week's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court throwing out the significant nexus part of WOTUS, it's assumed that the Biden administration will have to start over when it comes to their WOTUS rule. But Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says, oh, hold on. He fears EPA may look for wiggle room in the Supreme Court's ruling against the agency's waters of the U.S. definition. He says he doesn't trust EPA when it comes to WOTUS, even after the Supreme Court just threw out the longstanding significant nexus test for wetlands in favor of a continuous surface connection.
My suspicion is that EPA, just like regulators in almost any department, is going to take any wiggle room that's in a law or in a Supreme Court decision and try to regulate to the fullest extent possible.
Senator Chuck Grassley on the unknowns of how the Biden administration will respond to that Supreme Court ruling. You've got Farm News on Ron.
A busy summer ahead at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, including their 2023 Sporting Clay Shoot on June 23rd at Cedar Gate in Kingfisher.
July 21st and 22nd, you'll want to be at the Embassy Suites in Norman for the 71st Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show.
And the OCA asks you to save the date for the 39th Annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 18th and 19th, happening once again at the Lazy E Arena. More details on these events and more about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association available at okcattlemen.org.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.